This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Ashton Jolly. Around the world, pork is more than just chops and bacon. It's a matter of taste and tradition. While many Americans might shy away from pig stomach or intestines, in South America and parts of Asia, those same cuts are culinary staples. As global demand shifts, every part of the pork carcass is finding its place on someone's plate. I'll talk with the folks from the U.S. Meat Export Federation next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Consumers in the United States tend to favor specific pork cuts, such as those from the loin, ham, and belly, while variety meats are less popular domestically. However, the lack of demand in the U.S. doesn't mean these cuts are unwanted elsewhere. In fact, many countries highly value variety meats. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, explains that in several international markets, these cuts are often the center of the plate and play a key role in those diets, making them an important and valuable export for the U.S. economy.
Pork's a good example. It's like a jigsaw puzzle where you're putting the right cut to the right market that fits culturally or, from a value standpoint. And, the value's in the eyes of the beholder, right? So for a good example is some of these pork variety meats. Of our $8.6 billion annually that's exported, $1.2 billion roughly is variety meat. So it's things like stomachs, tongues, front feet, hind feet, intestines, things like this. In a lot of countries, that's center of the plate. It's not the pork loin. It's not the ham. It's center of the plate for these variety meats. So this is what helps to maximize the value.
Hallstrom continued by highlighting the importance of building and maintaining long-term relationships around the world, especially in the context of trade and exports. He stressed the value of having boots on the ground, meaning there are individuals who speak the local language, understand the culture, and can effectively communicate the goals and benefits of international trade and exporting.
Yeah, I think using the long-term lens, we have an international office infrastructure, about 105 employees outside the U.S. in 20 regions. So boots on the ground each and every day. Culturally, they speak the language, they know the culture, and they know the trade, right? So they want to develop relationships in the trade. And I think we're almost 50 years in existence now. So in a place like Japan and Mexico, we've been there almost 50 years. Mm-hmm. And the trade has been there as well. Our members, our exporters, the packers, et cetera. So I think, like any business, relationships are key. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of what we try to do.
Hallstrom also touched on the current tariff changes and how that is impacting the global markets.
Well, yeah, everyone's favorite word lately has been tariffs. There's been a lot of talk, and really the main region of the world that's been impacted is China. But outside of China, it's relatively business as usual, at least so far. And we certainly hope it stays that way. China's a very important market. I'll give you an example. On the pork side, we've gone from, roughly a 25% tariff to 176, and now we're back to 57. That kind of volatility in a 90-day period is really tough to develop these markets, and hopefully we can get some stability back. But demand is still good.
For more information, visit usmef.org. I'm Ashton Jolly.